Hello. My name's Marcos Padmaring, and my K through 12 was in Boston. I went to the Curly Junior School out in JP, and then I moved from Roxbury to Salem, and Roxbury to Saugus. And went to the Ballard School on Lincoln Street, or off of Lincoln Street, on Ballard Street. And then I moved to Salem in a small neighborhood called El Punto, and a Latino neighborhood in Salem. So it was one little section where they put us all at, right across the street from the, Industry Park. So, it makes a lot of sense that the Latinos were located right across the street from where the factories were. And then I moved, the majority of my education stayed in Salem, and then I went to Lynn. And I went to, I did Salem High for 2 years, and then I did Lynn English for 2 years, and then I left school from Lynn English. I was in 10th grade, I stayed back once in 9th grade, and I was about to stay back again in 10th. And I decided to leave. What resonated the most with me is how history kind of follows if we don't unpack it and if we don't really investigate it. And it's a general theme I have observed in my lifetime. Because my mother, again, was a part of the 1974, she has this story about the rocks, and I always thought she exaggerated until I learned more about the, you know, shaking the buses and getting hit. And my mom was fairly light-skinned, too, so she got it in all different ways, not even from her, you know, from whites, but from blacks and from her, you know, Latinos and from her own family, just because she was lighter-skinned than other family members. So I don't know how much that impacted her, so I don't want to speak on her behalf, but I know how it impacted me is that she decided to kind of run away, so that's what we went to Saugus for. So we went from Roxbury, which I was surrounded by my family and everyone, to Salem. And Salem, we lived in probably the only apartment building in Salem. That's what I like to think, right next to Spuds, across the street from a Dairy Queen. And it was on Lincoln Street. We lived on the second floor apartment. It was a small little white house with a massive yard. It was good times. I remember I was a latchkey baby, so I walked to school. And they used to call me, rice and beans at school. So I was, you know, I was only 6 years old. It was whatever. And I also remember that I was behind. So they had to take me out of class because I didn't know how to speak right, according to them. But what it was is I had a little bit of an accent because I was growing up in a Latino household. I'll never forget being taken out of class and being brought to this little room. And I thought it was unique and special at the time. I was like, yes. And I had blocks and flashcards. And I'll never forget, you know, those days where I was taken out of class. I don't know if I was embarrassed or ashamed, but, you know, that I still remember those moments. That's when I was kind of like assimilated into, you know, into the American culture, I guess, in hindsight, because my mom was then told to speak only English, so I had to speak better English, which it wasn't a bad thing per se, but I did lose a big part of what how a Puerto Rican is supposed to identify within you speak Spanish, you eat this certain kind of food, and all this other stuff. But that comes later. Yeah, that comes much later. That just point in time is just interesting how that impacted, because if you look at the rest, I'm behind the learning curve, so now I'm going to college. And now, I'm still catching up. And just being in the college that I'm in, it's a human services college for adult learners. It's a minority-majority school. And a lot of people share the same story. So I just find that interesting.